Welcome to the Creating Us podcast, hosted by the Office of Leader and Culture Development. My name is Jason, and I'm excited to be with you as we continue our journey through the simple truths of leadership. Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome. Today, we are going to be talking about simple truth number 5, which is the key to developing people is to catch them doing something right. This one comes from Ken Blanchard's The 1 Minute Manager, and I'm going to start this with an excerpt from the Simple Truths of Leadership book. When I ask people in organizations around the world how they know whether they are doing a good job, the number one response is, well, nobody's yelled at me lately. No news is good news. These people aren't being caught doing something right. They dread seeing their boss because they know the hammer is going to come down. All right, let's stop and think about that. And again, this comes from page 19 of the Simple Truths of Leadership book, not the playbook, but the book. Holy smokes. And I'll be honest, I've been in those environments where, hey, I worked to make sure my boss didn't know my name. Seriously. There was one organization in particular. It was a large organization. And I remember it was probably 4 months in and I accidentally bumped into my supervisor. And I said, oh, I'm terribly sorry about that. I said, excuse me. And he says, no worries. Who are you? And a smile actually went on my face because I'm like, sweet, the work that I'm doing is not being noticed. How horrible. Really, how horrible. But hey, I've come a long way, right? Okay, so the key to developing people is to catch them doing something right. This one's all about relationships. What type of culture do we want to create? Because every single one of us helps create our culture. If we believe and really look at the idea that our culture is defined by our behaviors, then we need to think about what type of behaviors do we want to see in our culture. Now, the beauty is culture can be modified, tweaked, adapted every single day at any single time. I mean, really, if I choose to start changing my behavior and start interacting and influencing others in a different way, then I'm taking steps at changing my culture. So as we think about this simple truth, think about how you can bring this to life. What we know is that every single one of us likes to be acknowledged differently. And I'm going to repeat that statement. Every single one of us likes to be acknowledged. And I'm just stopping there. We all do. If you tell me that I don't want to be acknowledged, I don't like it, I don't need it, I'm going to throw the flag on that one. But I think what's important here is, how do you like to be acknowledged? Some people, they like the public display. They want their name in the newsletter. Maybe at a team meeting, they want their name called out. That gives them energy. All right. Some people, please don't say my name in public, right? Maybe they just want a simple email or for you to stop by and say, hey, good job. And that's all they need. Right? Because they're hearing that the work and the time, energy, and effort they're putting in, yeah, it's making a positive impact. Other people will say, I don't want to know. Only tell me if I'm doing something wrong. Yeah, I'd encourage you. Still, maybe bring up a point or two. Hey, I really appreciate the way you handled that. Now, another element of this too is you don't need to be a positional leader to do this. This is for everyone. We all have the ability to call people out and say, hey, thank you for what you're doing. I just appreciate you. The reality is, no work would get done if it wasn't for people. Again, no work would get done if it wasn't for people. Yet, what we say and what we know is that leadership is easy, but leading people is difficult. We're all different. And to me, that's the best part about it. So it's about building effective relationships to be able to say, hey, when you do something right, not if, but when you do something right and I catch you, how do you prefer to be praised? Maybe it's a handwritten note. Maybe it's just popping in and saying, hey, I just wanted to call out what you did back there. That was awesome. Nice work. Keep it up. Maybe it is those people who, yeah, I kind of like it when people know that I'm doing a good work. It adds value to what I'm doing. All right, that's fine. If somebody were to come to you and say, you know, I want a parade, I might have to limit that one, but I don't know, maybe we get creative. So, what does this look like? One of the attachments that's going to be a part of our short course today is the top 50 ways to recognize employees. Now, let me give you a little bit of a background. So, years ago, when I was working for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, one of my team members, Megan Watts, and I, we were talking about this topic. Now, being a part of a state agency, we didn't have funds available to really go out and recognize people. So, we had to think about what are the best ways that we can recognize people without any money? So we went on a search. We went on a journey. Megan asked her network. I asked my network. We went on to LinkedIn. We were asking people. And we compiled this list of the top 50 ways. Now, I will offer this is done pre-pandemic. So there's a few of them you're going to need to go, yeah, not so much. And that's okay. But still, this is about idea generation. This is about what are some of the ways that we potentially could recognize employees? To me, the most impactful way is building that one-on-one relationship. That ability to say, listen, I'm very genuine and I'm sincere when I say, I really appreciate you and I value you, and I'm going to do whatever I can to support you. And when we can build those meaningful one-on-one relationships, to me, that right there is the most impactful. But again, knowing that everybody is different, I included that list. Now I'm thinking as I'm talking, we need to update it. So I may find Megan. I know she is still in Wisconsin, but I may track her down and say, let's hit this again. Let's do this list again in 2024 terms. So be on the lookout. There very well could be a second list. But I want to include that as a way to generate ideas. One of my favorite ways of recognizing employees is a recognition board. And I've seen this, I actually saw an example of this just the other day. What this looks like is take a cork board or anything else, I don't care what it is, put it in a public spot. Take post-it notes and just write a thank you. Hey, so and so did a great job today, or so and so did this. I want to thank the team for doing this or doing this, and make it public where people are walking by and they can see it. Okay, so I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole, but remember, our culture is defined by the behaviors that we allow. Again, our culture is defined by the behaviors that we allow. So if we believe that, then what are the behaviors that we are living to help recognize and catch people doing something right? So there's a couple points that Ken Blanchard gives us in the Simple Truths of Leadership book. So again, I'm going back to the first book, page 19. When you catch someone doing something right, follow these steps when you praise them. Praise the person as soon as you notice them doing something right. So does this mean that you drop everything, stop, and recognize it? Not necessarily, but don't go to them and say, you know, 12 months ago, I saw you interacting with this customer and I thought it was really cool. Because you're going to be like, what? I don't remember that. But you want to try and get to them relatively quickly, right? You don't want that moment to go too long before you recognize them. Let them know what they did right. And this is really to combat the simple, hey, thank you. Okay, thank you for what? What are the specifics? You know, when you were dealing with that customer, or when you were dealing with that patient or that student, they were obviously really upset. But I really appreciated how you kept your cool. That really brought that student back down, or that brought that patient right back into a neutral state, which helped us be successful. Thank you for that. I mean, that's just a great quality. That's what we're talking about. Be very specific. Tell them how good you feel about what they did right and how it helps. Listen, this is a great example. This is exactly what we want to be doing in our team. You know, when we talked about our culture and we talked about the type of relationships we wanted to build, this is exactly what we were talking about. Pause. Give the person time to feel good about what they've done. Encourage them to do more of the same and make it clear you have confidence in them and support their future success. Maybe it's a note, a handwritten note that just simply says, you've got this. No one needs to know about it. You don't need to expand on it. Because the person who receives it, they'll get it. You see, it can be something really simple. We're not saying and not asking you to write a novel when you are thanking someone, but be specific, be timely, and be encouraging. Because again, remember, our culture equals the behaviors that we tolerate. And what kind of behaviors do you want to tolerate? I know for me, I'd rather they be much more positive. In the playbook, we're given a few additional prompts. Write about a time when you accomplished something you were proud of, but your boss didn't seem to notice. How did you feel? Write about a time when you received verbal praise or recognition at a meeting for doing something well. How did you feel then? Again, some of us may really appreciate that, others, not so much, and that's okay. That's the thing, that's okay. We all have different preferences. And can you think of situations outside of the workplace where you could praise someone for doing something right? Write about how giving sincere praise could make someone's day. This goes back to a lesson, a very impactful lesson that was taught to me, which is call people by their name. There's significant meaning and value in someone's name. Think about how you could impact or influence someone by saying, "Hey, Tim, I want to thank you for what you're doing. You always come with a positive attitude, and it makes I really feel good, or it makes me feel really good. It helps me have a great day. Thank you for that. I appreciate you." Holy smokes, think about the impact that that could have on someone. Here's what I'm going to leave you with. I want you to find three situations this week where you catch someone doing something right, and I want you to praise them. Then I want you to write about what happens. And as always, I would love to know, what is your experience? I know, and I have full confidence that it's going to be positive. So make sure you check out the short course. And in there is going to be the 50 ways that you can recognize and appreciate others with little to no money. And again, this is coming from a state agency perspective. And of course, make sure you're looking for these additional resources. So find three people, three situations where you can recognize, you can praise somebody. And I want to know, what was your experience? I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this episode of the Creating Us podcast. If you have any comments or questions, please let me know at jason.weber@ttu.edu. Until next time, take care.